Two lines from the bottom of that Pei Gimel Beis, and prior to beginning, let us review the Mishnah and specifically expand our explanation of the Seif of the Mishnah, which will be the topic of the Gemara. And the Reish of the Mishnah discussed the difference between when Reuven sells various parts of a large animal, Behemah Gasa, or when Reuven sells various parts of a small animal, Behemah Daka, to Shimon. And Rashbam points out, based on the Tosefta, that the halachos of our Mishnah are based on the prevailing custom and therefore would be time and place based and is not an absolute, and as Rashbam states, and the Mishnah taught us that all various parts of a behemah gasa are significant and chashuv b'fnei atzman, and therefore if Reuven specifically sold the head of a behemah gasa to Shimon, he doesn't include the legs, and if he specifically said, I'm selling you the legs, then it wouldn't include the head, and similarly if he specifically sold the lungs, then it doesn't include the liver, and if he specifically sold the liver of a behemah gasa, then he doesn't include the lungs. However, if Reuven sold the head of a behemah daka, then the legs are included, as it's tuffle to the head, but if he sold the legs, the head is not included, as it isn't tuffle to the legs. Similarly, if Reuven sold the lungs of behemah daka, it includes the liver, as that is tuffle to the lungs. However, if he sells the liver of a behemah daka, it does not include the lungs, as it isn't tuffle to the liver, and the Gemara will not discuss this part of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah then turns its focus to four groups and rules that are relevant to transactions, which will be the topic of the Gemara's discussion. And as Rashbam points out, that the four categories that the Mishnah will discuss are scenarios where that the buyer would have the opportunity to be chayza, but the seller would not. The second category is that the seller would be able to be chayza, but the buyer would not be able to be chayza. The third category is that neither the buyer or the seller will be able to be chayza and retract from the sale. And then the fourth category is that's a complete mekachtais, and therefore both the buyer and the seller would be able to be chayza. And the example that the Mishnah gives for the first three categories, all discussing a scenario where Reuven is selling wheat to Shimon, and of course there are various grades of wheat. The Mishnah first teaches us that if Reuven and Shimon made up, that Reuven will sell superior wheat to Shimon, and then Shimon receives inferior wheat, so Shimon was cheated, and therefore Shimon, who was the buyer, can retract, and he can demand a refund from Reuven. The Mishnah teaches us that only the buyer can retract, but the seller cannot retract, and this is not a standard case of a mekachtois, as Lemaisa Reuven made up that he's selling wheat to Shimon, and ultimately Shimon received wheat, and even if the price of wheat significantly increased, and at this point Reuven wants to claim that since Shimon still has the ability to retract, so therefore the transaction wasn't finalized, and he should also be able to retract, the halacha is that although Shimon can retract, Reuven does not have the opportunity to retract. And Rashbam compares this case to the din of Einor Shtus, where Reuven sells an item to Shimon, and he cheats him, and he overcharges him by exactly a sixth, which is exactly a shtus. And the Mishnah Masechtas Bar Metzia in Perek HaZav on Daf Nun Aleph teaches us Misha Hutal Lavayna Yodei Al Yoyna, that since the buyer was the one who was cheated, therefore only the buyer has a choice to decide if he wants a transaction to go forward and he just wants the seller to give him back the six, or if he wants to be mevatel the mekach. V'hachinami Mishna Sana Yochel Achsabai, and therefore over here, since the buyer was the one who was cheated, so the buyer has the opportunity to be chayza, but the seller does not have the opportunity. And Rashbam points out that even though we don't paskin like that Mishnah, Rava states that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, but we paskin like Rabbi Nasan, when a seller is cheated, then shtus kono machsayna, then when there's a six, then certainly he's coined the item, and he can't completely retract. The seller has to return to the buyer the amount of money that he cheated him, and he has to give him back the full six. However, the Rashbam explains that although we're comparing it to the case of Einor Shtus, but in our case, all will agree, if Shimon wants to completely retract, then Shimon could do so, because Shimon wasn't cheated out of money, but he was cheated out of the product that he thought that he was getting. And since Shimon originally thought that he was receiving superior wheat, and instead he got inferior wheat, therefore even Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi would agree that Shimon has the right to be chayza and to retract from the entire purchase, and yode al yoyno. And Rashbam states, avagabi no shtush, kona masheretz aliknais, but regarding being cheated by a shtus, where Shimon received the exact item that he wanted to purchase, the leka shum tois elam chiris yoyko, and there was no tois in the actual purchase, aside from the fact that Reuven actually charged him a six more than the actual price that should have been charged for this item. So specifically in that scenario, Rav Nosson holds that machsayna, that he has no choice, and the only option he has is to demand a refund of the amount that he overpaid, mishum d'chsev al toinu, avla mekach kayim ki Rav Nosson uchud pasuk rava, ayin Rashbam. The Mishnah continues with the second category, and that is in exactly the opposite scenario. Reuven and Shimon made up that Reuven will sell inferior wheat to Shimon, and ultimately Reuven was cheated, and he sold superior wheat to Shimon, and that case, since Shimon was the one that was cheated, so Shimon has the right to be Chayza, and Yodei Al Yoina, and as the Mishnah states, Moicha Yochel Achzer Bai, that only Reuven, who was the seller, could be Chayza, whether even if the price of wheat goes down, and now Shimon feels that he has the opportunity to retract from the sale and cancel the sale, and this way he'll be able to buy wheat at a much cheaper price. So since Shimon wasn't cheated, therefore it's not a complete Mekach Tais, and Shimon doesn't have the ability to retract and to be Chayzer. The Mishnah continues with the third category, and that is in the scenario where Reuven and Shimon make up that was selling inferior wheat, and ultimately Reuven sells to Shimon inferior wheat, or in a scenario where Reuven makes up with Shimon that he will sell him superior wheat, and ultimately he sells him superior wheat. In this case, the Mishnah teaches us, Ein Echeman Yochel Achzbay, that neither the buyer nor the seller could be Chayzer, and neither party could retract, and L'chayre Tzarech Bia, exactly what the Chiddush is of the Mishnah. The Rashbam therefore explained the Salka Daita Chamina, as one may think, the Hecha Dehuz Lashav, Reitzel Lekech Lachza, that in the case where the price of wheat goes down, and now the buyer wants to retract, so Matzi Toyin, Gabi Reis, Vnimtsu Reis, and Nili Yafis Niskabanti, that although we made up that you will deliver inferior product, however, I really thought that I was going to get superior product, behind the Amri Lecha Reis, and the reason why I told you that I agreed to receive inferior product, Lab Mishum Nesreit Seisi, is not because that's what I wanted, El Mishum Du Ra Ra, Yoyim Akoyna, and it's based on a Pasuk in Mishlei, where it says that any time someone purchases something, they will generally say that they're buying something which is not so good in order to make sure that the price is not too high, and I only stated that this produce is inferior because I wanted to use this as a negotiation tactic. Similarly, in the reverse scenario, where the actual price of wheat went up after the sale, and the seller now wants to retract as he wants to be able to take back the wheat and be able to resell it at a higher price. So one may have thought that in the case where Reuven made up to sell Shimon superior wheat, and ultimately he sold him superior wheat, Reuven would be able to make a claim to Shimon that really I meant to sell you inferior wheat, and the reason why I called it superior wheat is because just like we have a svara of ra ra yoyma koina, so we also have the reverse svara, the toiv toiv yoyma meicha, that the meicha is always saying that his produce and his product that he's selling is something that is superior. The meicha now claims that I really wanted to sell you an inferior product, and therefore I should be able to be chayza, and kamash one, the Mishnah now teaches us that the vayu loy motzi hadri, that both the meicha and the lekeach cannot be chayza, as Lemaisa they delivered exactly what they promised. Rashbam continues, v'huadin, and similarly, b'meicha stam, in the case where Reuven sold a bunch of tefuah to Shimon, and shalei pirshu loy rois v'loy afos, and they didn't explicitly state if they're selling inferior or superior grade wheat, the ein echad man yochel achzer, then neither party will be able to be chayzer. Finally, the Mishnah discussed the fourth category, which is a category where there's actually a full mekach tais. The product that the seller promised to deliver is not actually the product that was delivered. And the Mishnah brings six examples. And prior to explaining the Mishnah, let us point out that there were two types of wheat. There was wheat that was called Shechamsis, which was red wheat, and there was also Levana, which was white wheat. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that if Reuven promises to deliver to Shimon red wheat, and ultimately delivers white wheat, then that is a mekach tais, and therefore either party could be chayza. And similarly, if Reuven promised to deliver to Shimon white wheat, and in the meantime he delivers red wheat, then it's a mekach tais, and either party could be chayza. The Mishnah then states that if Reuven promised to deliver olive wood to Shimon, and instead he delivered sycamore wood, or in the opposite scenario, or in a case where Reuven promised to deliver wine to Shimon, and instead he delivered wine vinegar, or in the opposite case, then both parties can be chayza, as it's considered a full mekach tais. The Rashbam explains, Shechamsis is aduma, is red wheat, al shem chamo shem adim ason. The reason why it's called Shechamsis is based on the fact that it becomes red from exposure to the sun, which is called the chamo. Rashbam explains that in all six cases of the Mishnah, we consider these two items as shnei minim, v'ikad nichle b'hai, v'loy nichle b'hai, and ikad nichle b'hai, v'loy nichle b'hai, and hilkach havi mekach tais, v'shneim nisano, hilkach shneim chayzun. Rashbam points out that even if the price of the item that was actually delivered to the buyer was actually more expensive, that the buyer could still be chayza. Similarly, if the item that the seller delivered to the buyer is less expensive, then the seller could still be chayza, as each of the parties could taina in chafetzim b'mechirizu loy lekech v'loy moicha. Aba gabichitin yafes v'rois kule alma nichlu b'yafes v'loy b'rois. But certainly inferior or superior wheat are considered one min, and certainly anyone that is asked if they want inferior or superior wheat would certainly state that they want superior wheat, and therefore in that case it's not considered a mekach tais, and just a question of who was cheated. Certainly only the party that was cheated could be chayza, and as Rashbam states, and based on this point, Rashbam is bothered that l'chayr in the last case of the Mishnah by Yayin and Chaimitz, l'chayr Yayin and Chaimitz is, are really one min, it would seem that yayin is a superior type of wine, and chaymitz is just wine vinegar, and it's an inferior type of wine. However, the Rashbam states, ein ze yafis v'nimsa rois, the ikad nichle b'chalo, the ikad nichle b'chamro, can be farish b'gemara. Before we begin the Gemara, let us see the Rashbam on the second of the wide lines, and the Rashbam states, u'minyon aloy l'mukta midiasa, and even though the Mishnah stated that there are four different midas, it's not coming to mayit a different midah, and it's really telling us all the possibilities, and why is each scenario different than each other? Now that the Mishnah mentioned the concept of cheating, so the Mishnah continues and discusses the din of Einah, as Amar of Chisar, Chisar teaches us, and therefore lekeach yachalachzboi v'loy moicha. Continue on that pidalam and aleph. Mishum da amalei ilu loy nisa and loy have a matzus hadrusbach. Hash da nisa and matzus hadrusbach. Rav Chisda teaches us that if Reuven sells to Shimon an item that's really worth $5, and instead he sells it for $6, which is exactly a shtus. And as Rashbam points out, Rav Chisda holds like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in the Mishnah in Perek Hazav that since the buyer was cheated, so therefore, yada al yoyna, and he could either choose that he wants a transaction to be completely batal, or he could choose that Reuven should return the shtus, and Reuven should refund the shtus. For example, in this case, Reuven would have to return and refund a dollar to Shimon. And as the Gemara in Mesechus Bab Metzia teaches us, that Shimon has time in order to be choyza, and he could be choyza b'chdesh yiru l'taga elukrevoi, then the amount of time that he has the ability to show it to another merchant, and to show it to his krevim, to be able to find out if he paid the proper amount or not, and to find out if he was cheated or not, and meanwhile, while it's still within this period of time, the price of this item actually goes up, and now instead of being worth $5, it's actually worth $8, and certainly at this point, the lekech doesn't want to be chayzah, certainly the lekech will choose that he just wants to get back his dollar, but certainly he wouldn't want to cancel the sale completely, but in this case, the seller will want to cancel the sale completely, as at this point, if he gets back his item, then he could resell it for $8, and Rav Chisda teaches us that since in this case, the lekech was the one who was cheated, so therefore the lekech is yada al yoyna, and only the lekech has the ability to be chayza. The seller would not have the ability to cancel the sale, and the seller would not be able to claim that since you still have the ability to cancel the sale, therefore the transaction was not finalized, and I could still be chayza. And Rav Chisda explains, and because the lekech says to the moicha that if you wouldn't cheat me, then certainly you would not be able to be chayza at this point. Now that you cheated me, so in a chanami, I have the right to be chayza, but ultimately it doesn't make sense that you would be able to be chayza. And as Rashbam states, in came and if we would allow Reuven to be chayza, then it would come out that Reuven would benefit by the fact that he tried to cheat Shimon. The Gemara now continues with Tana Tuna, and our Tana and our Mishnah that we had on that Pei Gimel Beis will be a raya to the dinner of Chisda, as the first of the midas that we mentioned in the Mishnah was Yafais Benimtzu Reis. And if Reuven made up to sell to Shimon Chitin Yafais, and it turns out that it was Chitin Reis, then Shimon can be chayza. And it seems that the main chiddush of the Mishnah is V'loy Meicha, that only the buyer can be chayza, and even if the price of wheat goes up, that Reuven cannot be chayza, which is exactly the din of Rav Chisda. And our Gemara continues with the second din of Rav Chisda, where Rav Chisda and Rav Chisda also taught us, Machloi shava sheish b'chamesh, v'huzlu v'amdoi al-gimel, minasana meicha, meicha yachal achseboi v'loi lekeach, da amalei ilo lo yenisan, lo yehavim matzis hadrusbach, hashtu matzis hadrusbach. This scenario of Rav Chisda is exactly the reverse case of the previous case of Rav Chisda, and in this case, instead of the buyer being cheated, the seller was cheated, as Reuven was selling an item to Shimon that was really valued at $6, and Shimon bought it from Reuven for $5. In this case, Reuven was cheated as he was paid less than the actual value by $1, which is 1/6 less than the actual price of the merchandise, and this is what is referred to as shtus mekach. And certainly in this case, Reuven has the ability to be chayza, and as Rashbam points out, although when a buyer is cheated, he could only be chayza in a certain amount of time and a specific time frame of b'chdesh yiru l'taga elikrevai. However, as Rashbam brings down from the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia on Daf Nun Aleph, that a meicha is la'ilam chayza, the seller that was cheated can always be chayza. Rav Chisda therefore teaches us that let's say the value of this item at some later point goes down in value, and instead of being worth $6, it actually goes down in value and is now only worth $3. And at this point, the seller goes to the buyer and he says, since l'maisa you could still be chayza, therefore this transaction was never really fully completed, and therefore I want to be chayza, as at this point I'm being cheated. This item that I sold you is now only worth $3. And once again, Rav Chisda teaches us that this claim would not be valid, as the seller will say to the buyer that the only reason why the transaction is not fully complete is only because you cheated me, and just because the Chacham gave me a koyach to be chayza doesn't mean that you should now have the ability to actually gain because you tried to cheat me. And as we stated before, im kim etzinu chayti nischa, as if we would allow the buyer to be chayza, then it would come out that the one who tried to cheat his friend will be nischar and will gain. Once again, the Gemara continues with Tana Tuna, and our Tana of our Mishnah is actually a raya to this din of Rav Chisda, as the second meter that the Mishnah mentioned was Rois v'nimsu yafais, that Meichel yachal achsabai, that if Reuven makes up to sell to Shimon chitin rois, and it turns out that he sold him chitin yafais, and therefore the Meichel was cheated, the seller has the ability to be chayzer and to retract the transaction and to be mevatel the transaction. As we previously mentioned, that the chiddush of the Mishnah seems to be that the lekeach cannot be chayzer, and l'chayr, that's the same point as Rav Chisda is making, that even though the lekeach should be able to taina, that since the Meichel could be chayzer, therefore if the value of the wheat now goes down, then the lekeach should also be able to be chayzer. Kamash Blon, our Mishnah teaches us that the lekeach cannot be chayzer, as the Meichel will say to the lekeach that certainly it's not right that the chayte should be nischar. The Gemara now continues and asks a question of Chisda, my Kamash Blon masnisni, that lekeach is since we brought these rayas from a Mishnah, so if so, what is the chiddush that Rav Chisda is trying to teach us, as it seems that this gufa, the chiddush of our Mishnah. The Gemara continues and brings the teretz, and we will be gurious like the Bach, that even masnisin have mino dilmud Rav Chisda tavayu matzu hadribu, or masnisin haynu taimo, mishum dechsiv, ra, yoy ma'akoyno. The Gemara responds that in a chenami, Rav Chisda is actually teaching us the chiddush. In Rav Chisda's first case, the buyer was actually cheated, as Reuven sold the buyer an item which was really worth $5 for $6. And since Rav Chisda holds like the Stam Mishnah and holds like Rav Yehuda Hanasi, that when someone is cheated exactly as shtus, which is called ayna, then he could still be chayza. So therefore, the transaction wasn't completely culminated. And therefore, since during that time frame, the seller now was cheated, as the price of this item went up in value, so maybe in a chenami, in that case, even the seller would be able to be chayza and be able to retract from the transaction. And you couldn't bring a raya from a Mishnah, as a Mishnah is not talking about a scenario where Reuven actually sold this wheat to Shimon for the wrong price, as Reuven sold wheat to Shimon for the proper price, and the only difference was then selling him chitin yafais, he sold him chitin rois. Certainly in that case, the Mishnah teaches us that the buyer could be chayza, and certainly the buyer has a claim to the seller that we made up that you're going to sell me chitin yafais, and you didn't give me chitin yafais, and therefore it's a mekach tais. However, if the price of chitin rois now goes up in value, and the seller wants to be chayza, so the buyer can always respond to the seller that I actually wasn't cheated, even though we made up that you're going to sell me superior chitin, but the mice I never even dreamt that you're going to give me chitin yafais, as I always felt that you're going to give me chitin rois, as it is standard that a buyer always says that I got something which was more inferior than I really wanted. Since the quality of chitin is something which is subjective and not objective, so therefore the lekeach could say to the meicha that the mice I was never cheated, and therefore you can't be chayza. Masha enkin in the case of Rav Chisda, we did a clear price, and everyone knows that Reuven sold Shimon an item which was really valued at $5 for $6, then certainly Shimon cannot say that you didn't cheat me, as certainly he paid too much for something which was really worth less, and therefore certainly the Meichel should be able to tain to the Lekeach that since at this point you could still tain that I cheated you and you could be Chayza, so I should also be able to be Chayza. And that is why Rav Chisda had to teach us that even in our case where it is an objective value that the Meichel could still not be Chayza, as in Kain Matzino Chayti Nischar. Rashbam continues and tells us that the same svara would apply in the second case of Rav Chisda, that if not for the fact that Rav Chisda teaches the Salacha, then we may have been able to be mechalik between the case of Rav Chisda and our Mishnah. As in the second case of Rav Chisda, where Shimon actually bought an item that was really valued at $6 and he only paid Reuven $5, so certainly Reuven was cheated. Once Reuven was cheated and therefore he could be chayzer lo'ilam, so maybe Shimon should be able to come at some point and say that since the value of chitin now went down and I was also cheated, so I should also have the ability to be chayzer. And you couldn't bring a raya from a Mishnah, as in the second case of the Mishnah, where Reuven made up with Shimon that he's selling him chitin rois, and meanwhile it turns out that it was chitin yafais, since as we previously explained, the actual price that Shimon paid to Reuven was the proper price, and just a question as to the actual quality of the chitin that Reuven delivered to Shimon. And even though Reuven was cheated, and Reuven could say to Shimon that lemaisa I thought I'm selling you chitin rois, and I gave you chitin yafais, and therefore I could be chayza, but if the price of chitin yafais would now go down in value, and the seller will now want to claim that I want to be chayza, certainly the Mishnah is correct that in that case, Shimon could say to Reuven that I was never even cheated, and therefore the mekach was always kayim. Rabbeim, is although I made up that I'm going to give you chitin rice, and it turns out it was chitin yafais, Reuven will say to Shimon that l'maisa, you always said the wheat I'm giving you is bad quality, and as we explained, that a lekech always says that the quality of the item that he's getting is not a good quality, as the pasuk in Mishlei states, ra-ra yoyma koino, therefore, as Rashbam states, b'cheskes reis l'kachtem, you bought it, and you keep claiming that you got inferior quality, and in chanami v'ani moidu l'cha, and I'm moidu that you got inferior quality, and that's what I made up to give you, and therefore it was never mekach tois at all, and therefore the seller says to the buyer that you can't be chayzah, and therefore kamashmon Rav Chisda, even in a case where even objectively the seller was cheated, and the seller can't tell the buyer that I wasn't cheated, certainly the seller sold an item that was really valued at $6 for $5, and therefore certainly the seller was cheated by a dollar and by a shtus, and even so the seller tells the buyer that although I could be chayzah, and the transaction is not completely finalized, however you cannot be chayzah, as if we would give you the right to be chayzah, the metzinu chayte nischar, the way that we just explained, the chiddush of Rav Chisda in his second case is based on Rashi, and as Rashbam states, v'chim pirish Rabbeinu Zikni munachas kvaydi, and we see that this was actually written in the first year after Rashi died. Rashbam explains, v'li nira, the hachi matzi toinle, in the case of our Mishnah, the claim of the seller would be, ani lo yetisicha, the b'cheses yafis m'chatim l'cha, the toiv toiv, yoyim ha-moicha b'shas m'chira, as the moicha can say to the lekeach that I didn't cheat you, as even though originally we made up that I'm selling you chitin rice, but at the entire time that I was selling you my product, I was always telling you that I'm giving you great quality produce, therefore certainly there was no mekach tois, as toiv toiv, yoyim ha-moicha b'shas m'chira, just like the pasuk initially tells us, ra-ra yoyim ha-koino, and the buyer always says that I'm getting bad quality produce, the seller always says, pum faket, that toiv toiv, yoyim ha-moicha, even if he's actually selling him chitin rice, he would always tell the buyer that I'm actually selling you very good quality produce. Therefore, in the case of a Mishnah, certainly the buyer could not be chayzah, as certainly there was no mekach tais. Let us continue to read the Rashbam, and we will begin 8 lines from the top of the middle lines of the Rashbam. Aval gabei nos shtus Rav Chisda she'in yodei shavu shel mekach ad shiur l'taga. The buyer doesn't know the value of what he's purchasing until he sells it to another storekeeper. Hasan lekach l'meimah ra ra yoyim ha'koino v'yodei hoyi she'kone b'yoyka. Over there, we don't have a svara of ra ra yoyim ha'koino, and therefore he knew that he's buying it for a higher price. The avi yodei lo yavizovin el b'shavion, as certainly he wouldn't pay more than the actual value. Certainly, the buyer was cheated, as although when there wasn't a change in price and it was only a question as to the quality of the actual chitin that he bought, the hunemalit in yodei yisi shiroyisein. And in that case, we stated that a buyer could say that I knew that it was actually inferior quality, and even so, I wanted to buy it. As the afal pikein gamati b'daitel knaisan, the kibin sheshavis hadomim daitel knaisan. And since there was no difference in the price, therefore he could taino that I didn't have any issue and I wanted to buy it, even though I understood that it's inferior quality. However, afal b'bahar, but in a case where he's actually cheated on the price, loy mehemini tani yisi yodei the ikoyino v'gamati b'daitel knaisan, then a buyer cannot claim that I really understood that I was being cheated on the price, and even so, I wanted to buy it. The havade loy of an inish, as certainly a person wouldn't do that, and they wouldn't get cheated on the price. Before we continue, let's just go back to the first case of Rav Chisda, and let us point out the words of Rashbam at the top of that pei dalam and aleph in the second of the narrow lines, as Rashbam states, va'amdu l'shmoyna, that the case of Rav Chisda was that after Reuven sold this product to Shimon, and Reuven cheated Shimon by charging him $6 instead of $5, then the item went up in value and is now worth $8, and Reuven wants to be chayzer. Rashbam points out that really the case of Rav Chisda could have been where the value of the item went up to $7, as that would also be a case of ayna, and zok Rashbam, revusa nokat bitul mekach, that the chiddush of Rav Chisda is that even in a case where it's actually more than a six, therefore at this point the seller wants to claim that it should be bitul mekach, the transaction should be completely void, that he cannot make that claim. And also ayin Rashbam b'negei the second case of Rav Chisda, and Rashbam points out that the case of Rav Chisda was shava va behe shtus mekachu, that is 1/6 less than the actual price of the item, and the same din would apply where Reuven sold to Shimon an item that was really valued at $7 for $6, and once again Reuven was cheated. Rav Chisda continued that this item that was really valued at $6 went down in value and now is only worth $3, and the Rashbam also states that certainly we could have said that it was now omed al dalid and it's now only worth $4. We didn't have to go all the way down to $3, and even if it was now valued at $4, there would still be more than a shtus, and it would be more than a six, and therefore it would be bitul little mekach. As Tosis explains, and since in the first case of Rav Chisda, he spoke about a case where the differential was $2, therefore in the second case, he also spoke about a scenario where it decreased in value by an additional $2. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from the last Midah and the last part of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah discussed six different cases where it would be a complete mekach tais, and both the lekeach and the meichel could be chayza. The first two cases was shechamsis v'nimsis levayna and levana v'nimsis shechamsis, and we know that there are only two different types of wheat. There's white wheat and red wheat, and therefore we understand that when the Mishnah mentions shechamsis v'nimsis levayna, that Reuven and Shimon made up, that Reuven would sell Shimon shechamsis, and instead Reuven sold him white wheat, so we understand that shechamsis must mean red wheat, and the reason why it's called shechamsis is because it's red like the sun. And as the Gemara states, Amra Papa Midiktani Levana Shma Mina Hai Shimsha Subkatihi, by the fact that we spoke about white wheat and shechamsis means red wheat, therefore we have a raya that the sun is actually red. Teidan, I'll bring you a raya that the sun is red, the Kasamka Safru Panya, as if you look at the sun at sunrise and at sunset, so we see that the sun is red. And the reason why during the day we can't see that the sun is red is Nahirin Hudalai Bari, as our eyesight is not strong enough, and because the sun is so strong during the day, so we are not able to see that the orb of the sun is red. And as Rashi states, Avo Safru Panya Shayim Choshuch, it's not as light outside, Nikad Maimis Achama, therefore we can recognize that the orb of the sun is actually red. And Zok Rashbam, where a papa Lefarish Mishasenu Ba, Amai Mikush Shechamsis, and our papa is coming to explain why red wheat is called Shechamsis. Gemara continues, Meisvei, I'll ask a question on this idea that the sun is red from the following Braisa, as the Pasuk in Pash Tazria states, Umareu Amuk Minar, that the appearance of Tsuras, which is white, makes it appear that the Tsuras is actually deeper than the skin, Kemar Chama Amukum Natsel, similar to the way that the sun appears deeper than the shade, Bahasam Lovinu, since we know that Tsuras is white, therefore by comparing the sun to Tsuras, so we see that the sun is also white, and therefore it's a question on our papa. Gemara responds, Kemar Chama Vloy Kemar Chama, that in a Chanami the Torah compares Tsuras to sun, however it's only similar to the appearance of the sun, Kemar Chama Da Amukum Natsel, that just like the appearance of the sun looks deeper than the shade, Vloy Kemar Chama, and it's not similar to the sun, the Ilu Hasam Lovin, as Tsuras is white, and the orb of the sun is actually red. Gemara continued that certainly since Rapapa already taught us that the sun is red, therefore we understand why closer to sunrise and to sunset we actually could see that the orb of the sun is actually red. However, the Salka Daitamekara, Hakasam Kasafru Panya, the Lachira, according to your Havmina and your question, Rapapa, that the orb of the sun is white, then why is it that it appears red at the time of sunrise and the time of sunset? And the Gemara answers, but Safra the Chalfia Bebadi the Gan Eden, Gemara brings two terutzim. Certainly, if you both terutzim, we know that Gan Eden is in the east of the world, as the pasuk in Pasha Braces states, Gan Eden Mikedem. We also certainly know that Gehenim is in the west. However, the first terrace of Gemara is that when the sun rises on the east, the reflection from the roses that are in Gan Eden that reflects off the sun, and therefore it appears red. In reality, potentially the sun is actually white, and the evening when it's setting in the west, so when the sun passes the entrance to Gehenim, so the fire of Gehenim reflects off of the sun and appears as the orb of the sun is actually red, and some say just the opposite, as when the sun is on the east and is rising, so it's facing towards the west, therefore you're able to see the reflection of Gehenim at the time of sunrise and at the time of sunset when the sun is setting in the west. So since the sun is actually facing towards the east, the reflection of the roses that are in Gan Eden reflect off the orb of the sun and it makes it appear red. As Rashbam states, Ve'ikadami ipcha b'tzafor samka mishum doi medes b'mizrach u'mi'ira hachama k'negda b'mayrev u'madamis mikoyach gehenim shibamayrev l'fisha omid shal or hachama maka k'negda gehenim u'madam hachama mikoychai v'panya d'chalfa b'mayrev v'omid shal ahoylach l'tzad mizrach u'maka b'gan Eden madam mikoyach ad moimis v'ardei d'gan Eden ayin shom. And ayin teizit diva maskel hai shimshor sumkatihi, that teizit points out that what's the nafkamina if the orb of the sun is white or red, pirish rab nachmed the nafkamina l'noidim in adoim, that if someone makes a nedda that he won't have anah from anything that's red, could he have enough from the sun or not? Ayin Shom. Finally, Ayin Yad Ramah, who points out that when the Pasuk in Pashas Vayetzi states, V'chol Chum Baksovim, that we know the word Chum means red, based on this Gemara, that the word Shechamsis means red, and it comes from the Lashon Chama, and as we just explained, that the orb of the sun is red. Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, as the Mishnah states, Yayim V'nim Tzachimit Shneim Yichayim Lachsaben, that if Reuven and Shimon make up, that Reuven selling wine to Shimon, and instead, when Shimon opens up up the barrel, it is actually wine vinegar, or the opposite scenario, then the din is that either Reuven or Shimon could be chayzer as complete mekach tais, and although the price that Shimon paid to Reuven is the actual value of the price of what he bought, since there was no price discrepancy, so Shimon wasn't cheated on the price, and Reuven wasn't cheated on the price, so even though in the first two cases of the Mishnah, only the buyer or the seller could be chayzer, that is because when Reuven sold to Shimon chitin rois, and he really made up that he's selling chitin nefes, or in the second case in the Mishnah, where they made up to sell chitin rois, and meanwhile he gave him chitin nefes, so in that case, since Reuven and Shimon made up that Reuven will sell wheat to Shimon, and Shimon receive wheat, so certainly it's not a complete mekach tais, and it's clear that in the first case of the Mishnah, only the buyer was cheated, and the seller wasn't cheated, and in the second case of the Mishnah, it's clear that the seller was cheated, and the buyer wasn't cheated. However, in this last case of the Mishnah, it must be that although wine vinegar comes from wine, but ultimately, at this point, they're considered as two separate minim, and therefore, either party can retract from the sale, as it's considered a full-fledged mekach tais. Therefore, the Gemara states, Leim masis and Rebbe hi v'loy rabbanon. Let us say that our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rebbe, that Yain and Chaimitz are considered two separate products, and not going according to the Shita of Rabbanon, that we will see in a moment, that hold that Yain and Chaimitz are considered the same min, as L'chaira, according to Rabbanon, there should be no difference between a case of Yain v'nimtzu Chaimitz and the first two cases of the Mishnah of Yafais v'nimtzu Rois and Rois v'nimtzu Yafais. The only one that could be Chayza is only the one that was cheated, and both parties cannot be Chayza. We continue on that Pei Dalam Beis, and the Gemara will now bring the Machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi, and as the Gemara states, the Tanya, as we learned in Braisa, Yain v'chaimitz min echadu, that wine and wine vinegar are considered the same min, and Rabbi Oimesh shnei minim, and Rabbi is chayilkan and chachamim, and he holds that wine and wine vinegar are considered two separate minim, and it would seem that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi and not like the chachamim, and l'chayr we should pass like the chachamim and not like Rabbi, and therefore our Mishnah really should be going like the chachamim, and the Gemara answers, afil tamer rabbanon, that we could even say that our Mishnah is going lefi d'shita chachamim, it's ad kan lepligi rabbanon led Rabbi, el in maisu truma uch Rabbi la, the om Rabbi la, minayin l'tayr min ara la yafa, shachumasi truma, shenem l'sisu av chay, berim chum eskal b'mimenu, im ein a kaddish nisi es chayt lamba, mikam l'tayr min ara la yafa, shachumasi truma, avu l'in yin mekach memka, de kuli alma, ikad nichalei b'chamra, v'lei nichalei b'chala, ve ikad nichalei b'chala, v'lei nichalei b'chamra, and the Gemara explains that although you brought a braisa, we will see the chacham clearly hold that wine and wine vinegar are considered the same min, but that braisa was specifically stated regarding trumas and maizes, as we will explain, and as Rashbam adds in, that it was also stated regarding the din of a dar mimina taina. The machlekes between the chacham and Rebbe, benegia trumas and maizes, is benegia taking off trumas and maizes, either from wine on vinegar or from vinegar on wine, and Rebbe holds that you can't do so, as the maizes is considered two separate minin, and therefore you can't take off maizo or truma from one min on another min. However, the chacham holds that although it's true, that when you have two separate minim, you can't take off trumas and maizes from one min on another min. However, the maizah, yayin, and chaymetz are categorized as one min, and even though wine is better than wine vinegar, but the maizah, Rabbi Law taught us that as long as someone's taking off trumas and maizes from one min, then even though there's a difference in quality, there would be no issue of taking off from poorer quality on something which is better quality. And for example, if someone takes off trumas and maizes and is mafresh wine vinegar, wants to be misakin wine, then that would actually work. And Rabbi Law is medayik this din from a pasuk in Pashas Kerach that states, one should not receive a chet, and you should make sure to take off the best quality of tefuah when taking off truma, and it's mashma that if someone would actually take off inferior quality and would want to use that to be misakin better quality produce, then that would actually be naveira. Rabbi Law is medayik that if it would be true that if someone takes off inferior quality produce and wants to be misakin better quality produce that's of the same min, that it actually would not work, certainly that would not count as naveira. And by the fact that we say that you have an avera, then it must be that by taking off that truma, it actually is a valid hafrashish truma. And as Rashbam says, shar truma tikdash k'moish hira vein takon l'achlifa loy lachs of litrim, and you wouldn't have the option of redoing your hafrasha and taking off other produce in order to take off truma. And as Rashbam also states, nesiyas chik lama haloy avvolay midi, that if it wouldn't work, then how could it be that you have an avera v'yachs of yitrim in a yafa, as you could be misakin this, as you could just take off from the better quality produce, and certainly that would be a valid truma. Similarly, the Rashbam points out that the Rabbanan and Rebbe are chalik b'negei din of Eidom min ha-taino, as Rabbanan hold, if Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says that you owe me yayin, and Shimon is moidu that he owes him chaymetz, certainly since chaymetz and yayin are considered one min, so it's considered moidu b'miksas. However, Rebbe argues argues on that point. The Maisa, the Gemara explains that in a Chanami, Rebbe and Chacham, a Chaylik of Yain and Chaymitz are considered one min, or if it's considered two separate minim. However, B'degea Mishnah, even Rabbanan agree to Rebbe, although we hold that Yain and Chaymitz are considered one min, but it's not similar to the case of Chitin Rois and Chitin Yafais. Certainly, it's always the case that a buyer will want Chitin Yafais and a seller will want to sell Chitin Rois. However, B'degea Yain and Chaymitz, there are some that want Yain and some people that specifically need wine vinegar. As Rashbam states, the husam chad time islu, as both the chitin yafis and rice taste the same, the chad shma islu, they are both called chitin, and what Shimon requested, Shimon was sold, el shinu ktsas. However, Shimon was cheated a little bit. However, yayin chaymitz, then the buyer could always claim that I specifically wanted to buy wine, or I specifically wanted to buy wine vinegar, and the seller could also claim that I specifically wanted to sell wine, or I specifically wanted to sell wine vinegar, and therefore a Mishnah could even work out lefi de chachamim. And we now continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah will discuss the various ways that a buyer could be koinah an item from the seller. From that point and on, neither party could be chayza. And the Mishnah states, hamecha peris chaveri, that if Reuven sells fruits to his friend Shimon, mashav le'madukana, so if Reuven does meshicha, even though he did not yet measure how many fruits he's buying, then he still would be koinah. And as Rashbam points out, that certainly Reuven and Shimon already had a meeting of the minds as to the price that Shimon will pay per pound. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that once Shimon does meshicha, and as Rashbam says, k'goyim b'simto v'chotz shel shneim, as the Gemara will discuss in detail, then konan that Shimon is koina va'afal pishloim modad, and even though they did not yet measure and did not yet weigh exactly how much Shimon bought, medida loy ma'akva de'in el gilu milsa ba'alma kabamacha, and it's only a gilu milsa as to how many pounds Shimon actually bought. But ultimately, once we know how many pounds he bought, we know exactly how much money Shimon owes Reuven. However, the Rashbam points out, based on the Gemara that Pei Vav, that certainly in a case where Reuven and Shimon did not yet finalize a price, and even if they already weighed the produce, and Shimon also was Meshach the Peiris, then Shimon would not be Koina, and either party could be Chayza. Certainly, neither party was Samcha Daitayu, Shadayna Meicha Yachal Haus Demein Kol Mashiyatza. The seller could decide to try to sell this for a very high price, Bezeh Yachalayma, and the buyer could say, Le'ektaim El Bezoil, that I will not buy these Peiris unless I get a very cheap price, and therefore neither party is Samech Das. The Mishnah continues, Modav Le'mashach Le'kana. However, if they already weighed the produce, Shimon did not yet make a Kinyan Meshicha, that Shimon would not be Koina. And the Rashbam explains, Shem Modav Bekele Shel Mecha, they weighed the produce in the Kalim of the seller, V'niach HaGabi Simta, they also placed the produce in a Simta, and therefore Shimon would not be Koina based on his Chatzo or based on his Kalim. Avon Modav V'nosan Tech Kele Shel Lekeach, but in a case where they would actually measure the produce and they would weigh the produce and they would place the produce in the kalim of the buyer, then certainly the buyer would be koina, as the Gemara will explain. Mishnah continues that in a scenario where the buyer and seller are standing in the reshus of the meichah and the buyer wants to make sure that he is koina these peiris, so imhay bekeach, if the buyer was smart, seichas mekoimon, then he will temporarily rent the area from the seller, and this way he'll be koina based on his chatzah and he'll be able to be koina these peiris even without doing meshicha. The Gemara will explain that although we know that Agbah is a super kinyan, when there's a possibility of being koina metaltlin through Agbah, then you have to use Agbah. However, our Mishnah is talking about a case where his peiris were in a very large sack. It isn't the derech to lift up such a large sack. That's why Mishnah stated that Shimon made a kinyan of meshicha and didn't make a kinyan of Agbah. But in a chenami, if it was possible to make a kinyan of Agbah, then the only way that Shimon would be able to be koina these peiris is through a kinyan of Agbah and not through meshicha. Mishnah continues on this theme and states halakech pishtim mechaveri, that if Shimon is purchasing small bundles of flax from Reuven, and therefore it's possible to be magbia the flax and pick it up, then Shimon will not be able to be koina this flax through a kinyan meshicha, and the only way he'll be able to be koina is through a kinyan of Agbah. And as Rashbam states, but in a chenami, even if Shimon did not actually walk with the bundle, he would still be koina once he does Agbah. The Mishnah continues, and if this item was attached to the ground, v'tolosh kolshu, and Shimon goes and detaches some of what's attached to the ground, then kono, then you'd be koino the entire amount. As Rashbam states, b'gemara mefarish law, before we begin the Gemara, let us define what a simta is. And Rashbam brings down two pshatim, the simta is the amma shvil shel yechidim. Some say there's a private road that belongs to yechidim, b'ani shemati k'nisa b'yletas min shus rabim, and I heard that a Simta refers to a service road that is off the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and although certainly people can't stop in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and put their packages down, however, in a Simta, that people have a right to place their chafetzim down in a Simta, just like it would be a chotza of Shutvim, as this area that's off to the side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is actually not traveled as much, and it's not a full-fledged thoroughfare. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Asi, who was a Talmud Rabbi Yechon, said in the name of his Rebbe, Moda v'niach agabi simta kona, Reuven is selling pears to Shimon, and they made up a price, and they measured the pears in the kelim of the meicha, and they didn't place the pears directly on the ground in the simta, so we would consider that these pears are now in the Rosh Hashanah lekech, and the lekech would be kind of based on the din of chatzar, and there would be no further requirements. In order to be kind of, there would be no requirement for Shimon to do meshicha. And Amalei Rav Zira Rav Asi, so Rav Zira responded to Rav Asi, Shemalei Shomer Rebbe, El B'Meidel Teichu Basai, that although you said this din in the name of Rabbi Yechon, maybe you actually heard Rabbi Yechon state this in a scenario where after they measured the pirus in the kelim of the meicha, then they transferred the pirus into the kelim of the lekeach that was sitting in the simta. In that case, the buyer would be kaina, and as Rashbam states, the kana lekeilu b'simta, shereyesh le'rishus l'niach sham kelim kibichot ha'shutrim, al b'simta b'leikli le'koni, but if you would place the pirus directly into the simta, then the buyer would not be kaina, the loy meshicha ikka, v'loy rishus m'yuchadis le'keach ikka, v'chein klib le'sim t'le'koni, and if you would have the pirus in the kelim of le'keach, without a simta, you would also not be kaina, could go in kelim b'shus rabim, the in l'rishus l'ashivim sham, as l'maisa le'keach doesn't have a right to leave his kelim in that rishus. The Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rabbi Asi responded to Rabbi Zera, Dami haim rabbanon, could le gamri in shi shmaitza, that it seems that you're a person that didn't learn anything in your lifetime, as molot teich kubasa memor boi, do you think that Rabbi Yechon would have to tell us this din, where you measure the pears, then you place the pears in the kelim of the lekeach, and it was in the simta, and certainly that would not be a chiddush, as even if you placed the pears in the kelim of the lekeach, and the kelim of the lekeach was actually sitting in the rishus of the meicha, the lekeach would be kaina. Certainly if the lekeach would be kaina when his kelim is in the rishus of the seller, then certainly the kelim of the lekeach will be kaina for the lekeach when the kelim are sitting in the simta, where the lekeach has a right to place his kelim. Therefore, certainly I'm correct that when Rabbi Yechon stated this chiddush, he was discussing a case where after the seller measured the pears, he then transferred the pears directly onto the ground of the simta, and Shimon would still be kaina. The Gemara continues and asks, Kibbulimnei, or Le Kibbulimnei, was Rabbi Zeru mekabel this teretz of Rabbi Asi, or was he not mekabel this teretz? The Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a raya from the following memra, the Amr Rabbi, the Rabbi Yaneh said over the name of Rabbi, and Rabbi Yaneh was the Rabbi of Rabbi Yechon, and therefore the chayud is also the shita of Rabbi Yechon, the chotza shufim koinin zemizeh, the Reuven and Shimon are chashufim, then either party can be koinin from the other by using the chotza that belongs to both of them, and the chayud, the same din would apply by a simta, since both parties have a right to be in the simta, and to place their peiris in the simta. The Gemara wants to bring a raya, my lav al gabi kaka, the chayud, we see a raya, the Rabbi Yechon actually holds, like Rabbi Asi stated, that even though the pears were directly on the ground of the simta, that Shimon could be koina. Therefore, certainly Rabbi Zera should be makabel the territory of Rabbi Asi. And the Gemara answers loy luteich kupasai, that you don't have a raya from this memory of Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai was specifically talking about a scenario where the pears were in the kelim of the lekeach, and therefore, since the kli of the lekeach was also on the chotza of shufim, then he could be koina. But if the pears would be directly on the ground, then possibly the buyer would not be koina. The Gemara continues hachinam mistavra, and I bring you raya that Rabbi Yanai must have been talking about a case where the item was in the kelim of the lekeach, as the Amr Yaakov, Amr Yechon, Rabbi Yaakov said over the name of Rabbi Yechon, mod of niach agabe simta leikana, that if you measure pears and then you place them on a simta, then you will not be koina. And l'chayr kashan adadi, there will be stereo between Rabbi Yanai, who's the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechon, stated that chotza shufim as well as a simta could be koina in zemizeh, as well as the memory of Asi and Rabbi Yechon, that mod of niach agabe simta is koina. Both of these memories would be a stereo to the memory of Rabbi Yaakov that he said over the name of Rabbi Yechon, that mod of niach agabe simta, that's leikana. Therefore, the Gemara explains in order that we shouldn't have a stereo between these memories, so we have to say that Rabbi Zera actually wasn't mekabel the teretz of Rabbi Asi. El lav shmar mina kam b'moidel tekubasai kam b'moidel agabi kaka shmar mina. When Rabbi Yechon stated mod v'nich agabi simta kana, and when Rabbi Yanai stated the name of Rabbi chotza shufim koin zemizeh, we're talking about scenarios where the items were placed in the kelim of the lekeach, and that's why they were kana. And Rabbi Yaakov said the name of Rabbi Yechon mod v'nich agabi simta lekana. That's talking about a case where the pears were placed directly in the simta. Rabbi Zera is really correct, and he wasn't chayza. And Rabbi Yechon holds that if the pears are directly on the ground in the simta, then the buyer would not be koina. Rashbam states, El Shmamina, Rabbi Asi Emma Soma, that really Rab Asi's told the truth, Shesham Rab Yechon Kana, that he heard Rab Yechon state that there's a case with his peers that are in the Simta and the buyer would be Kana. The Gam Rab Yaakov Shama Loi Kana could Om Mishmed Rab Yechon, and Rab Yaakov is also telling us the truth that he heard from Rab Yechon that there is a case where the peers are in the Simta, the buyer would not be Kana, Udachim and Fashi, and the way to explain these two memories is Kam Bemoidel Tekupasoi, Kam Bemoidel Agabikaka, Rab Asi Tab Pirishimuasai, the Ikalamimad Loi Kibla, and therefore we could say that Rab Zeir was not Mekabel, this Teretz or Rab Asi. Although the Gemara just stated Shema Minah, the Gemara continues and brings another Raya from our Mishnah, as Tashma, we learned in our Mishnah, Madav Loi Mashach Loi Kana, Reuven sold Paris to Shimon, and they measured the Paris, but Shimon did not yet do Meshicha, then Shimon would not yet be Kaina, and my Lab Basimta, and Lecher, we're talking about a case where the Paris and is Simta, and even though the Paris are directly on the ground in the Simta, Shimon would not be Kaina, and this would be a Raya that Rab Zeir was not Chayza, and the Gemara answers, Loi, Bishus Rabim, that our Mishnah is not talking about a case where the Paris were in the Simta, and in that case, potentially Rab Asi is correct, that since the buyer has a right to place his items there, therefore the buyer would be Kaina, however, our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where they place the Paris in Rishus Rabim, and therefore the buyer doesn't have a right to place his Paris there, and therefore he would not be Kaina without performing Mashicha. Gemara continues, Ihachi, if you're telling me that the Sefer of the Mishnah is Dafka talking about a case where it's in Rishus Rabim, Eimu Resha, let us see the Resha, Mashach Le Madr Kana, Shimon did Mashicha, even though they didn't weigh the Paris, then Shimon would be Kaina, and the Gemara asks, Mashicha Rishus Rabim, Mikanya, of the Mice, we know that you can't perform Mashicha Rishus Rabim, because Babai Varava, the Amir Tabayu, as Abai and Rava previously stated on Daf Ayin Vav and Beis, that Mesira Kohen Rishus Rabim, over Chotze She'in Shal Shneim, that the Kenyan of Mesira can work in Rishus Rabim as well as the Chotze She'in Shal Shneim, and Mashicha is Kohen Besimta over Chotze She'in Shal Shneim, Vagba Kohen Bechol Mokaim, and Lemaisa Mashicha is not Kohen in Rishus Rabim, since the Rish is not talking about Rishus Rabim, so Lechir, the next case of the Mishnah, is also not talking about Rishus Rabim. The Gemara responds, My Mashach Nami Dittani, Rishus Rabim Lesimta, that in the Chanami, even the Rish is talking about a case where the Pirius are in the Rishus Rabim. When the Mishnah states that Shimon is Kaina through Mashicha, it's talking about a scenario that Shimon actually drags these Pirius from the Rishus Rabim to a Simta, and certainly in that case, Shimon would be Kaina. And the second case in the Mishnah of Madav Lei Mashach is also specifically talking about a scenario where the Pirius were lying in a Rishus Rabim. Therefore, certainly, even according to Rabbi Yechron, Shimon could not be Kaina. Gemara once again asks that L'chayru, if you're telling me that the first and second case of the Mishnah are referring to a scenario where the Pirius were in Rishus Rabim, but he hachi im seifa. So now let's see if that works out in the next din of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah states im ha'yibikeach, that if Shimon was smart, seiches mekoymoi, then if you want to make sure that he would be coining these Pirius, then he should temporarily lease out the area that the Pirius are in, and this way he'll be coining based on chatzar. And the Gemara asks im Rishus Rabim miman ogar, if the entire Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the Pirius are lying in Rishus Rabim, then who will Shimon be able to lease this kaka from? As lemaisa belongs to the entire Rabim, and as Rav Shpam states, Elevadi Besimtai Bechotah Shuvim Mairi, therefore we see that this part of the Mishnah is certainly talking about a case where the Pirius and in Simta or the Chotah Shuvim, the Matzi Ogamim Bneahu Mavu, Hapasuach Lehi Simta, the ones that he would rent from are from the ones that live right next to the Simta, and they had the ability to rent this Makim to him. Therefore, Lechayra, the Reish is also talking about a case of the Simta, and Lechayra, it should be a Raya to Reb Zera that even though the Pirius and in Simta, Shimon would not be Koina, and Lechayra would be a Raya against Rav Asi. The Gemara states that from our Mishnah it's not a raya as Hachi Kama, as Eina Chinami, the Pshat in the Mishnah is as follows, that the first two cases of the Mishnah are talking about where the Paris and the Rishus Rabim, and the Mishnah continues, V'im Rishus Bailami, if the Paris are not in Rishus Rabim, and instead in Rishus of Ruvain, then Imai Bekeach, Seichs Mekoymai, then if Shimon wants to acquire the Paris immediately, then if he's smart, he would lease this area from Ruvain, and this way he'll be able to be Koina through a Kinyan Chatzah. And Eina Chinami, the first two cases of the Mishnah are talking about a scenario where the Paris and Rishus Rabim, and this part of the Mishnah is specifically talking about a scenario where the Paris are in the Chatzah of Ruvain. Therefore, Shimon would have the ability to rent that area from Ruvain. And Ayin Taisis Diba Maschal Hachikama Ibrishus Bailumhi. Taisis points out that now that we explained that this last case is referring to a scenario where the Paris and Rishus Bailum, really in the first two cases of the Mishnah, we could say that the Paris were in Rishus Bailum and not in Rishus Rabim, and all the cases of the Mishnah would be symmetrical. Well, but Taisis states, Kul have a Matzal Ukma Rishus Bailum, or the Farish Mashach Rishus Bailum. As in that case, we shouldn't have used the Lashon Mashicha, and we should have used the Lashon Shimon actually removed these Paris from the Rishus of Ruvain, who was Simta. And now that we got to this point of the Gemara, if we go back to the Rashbam in the Mishnah, the Rashbam in the first this Rashbam of Amicha Peres Lachaveri states to Moshech Hagoyim Besimto V'chotzer Shel Shneim, and the Maisel, although our Gemara stated that Lefir Abasi, we would explain that our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the Peres were in Rishus Rabim and Shimon did Meshicha from Rishus Rabim to a Simto. However, the Rashbam wants to go according to the Shita Rab Zera, as ultimately we had a Shema Mino like Rab Zera. And similarly, in the next Rashbam in the Mishnah, Diva Maschel Modav Le Moshech Le Kona, and the Rashbam stated Hagoyim Shemodav Bekeil Shel Meicha V'Nicha Gabi Simto, and then you place the Peres directly onto the Simto. Once again, the Rashbam is explaining the Mishnah based on the Shita Rab Zera, but according to Rab Asi, we're specifically talking about a case where the Peres were actually in Rishus Rabim and not in the Simto. Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.